Welcome to the Our Blue Showcase, episode 129. Tonight, we'll be listening to some more Steve George. This one will be a Hull Avenue show from around 2003-ish, I believe. Not 100% sure. I guess it's actually on the... Hang on. I know where it's at. La-da-dee-la. You know, you can tell when I'm using a different microphone because... I'm on a different microphone and I'm not on the golden microphone. I could walk into the other room. 2001, holy cow. This is an early 17-year-old show. Nope, that's Alien Corn Show. Hang on. I am going through tapes that Jono gave me here. That's still 2000. No, that's Alien Corn. La da dee, la da da, la da dee dee da. When you're young at heart. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm singing again, aren't I? It's a Steve George with the other brothers at the Hull Avenue. Jono gave me a bunch of tapes here. And it's probably going to be the last one I pull out. It'll be the one that I need. And I don't even see it, so maybe I don't have it. Anyway... I think it's 2003. I'm pretty sure because I wasn't in town. So there you go. It's a great show. There's a really cool gospel song at the end of this. I think it was right at the end of the night. And I need to make this short tonight because it's a longer show. I think it's pretty close to 50 minutes ish, maybe a little less. All right. But anyway, yeah, that's what's going on tonight. And for those of you who don't know, this is the after election show. And if you're from here in the States and you're of the blue persuasion, it was a blue wave. If you're from the red persuasion, I am deeply sorry for your loss. And that'll be it for politics for me tonight, and hopefully for a long time. So let's go back to the blues. So if you have the blues, tonight's show should help you, because Steve George will make you feel better no matter what happened. So, all right, let's get to our favorite segment of the evening right away. It's called Letters.
Letters, we get letters. We get stacks and stacks of letters.
Let us read our letters. Number one, this comes from Bruce from Iowa. Great show. How about more Eric Hovey? Would love to have some Eric Hovey. Matter of fact, Eric's working on some new stuff. As soon as he gets it done, we'll put it on. If we do a regional one, I'll try to remember to sneak him on. Me and Eric are good buddies going way back, and just talked to him the other day on the phone. So it'd be nice if he'd be out playing again. Right now, just like me, life gets really busy, and then sometimes you can't do what you want to do. So that's what's going on. But hopefully Eric will get him on the show here. Hopefully I get him down here and we can do a show or go up there. I might just go up there. All right, this is Hannah from Connecticut. I'm a new listener. How do I get Jono's single? All right, thank you, Hannah. You must be one of the plethora of people downloading from Connecticut. Holy cow, Connecticut and California downloading like crazy. Thank you. We've probably had... You know, here's the thing. When you got over 100 shows, one new listener downloading the bulk of the shows, it shows up. So We've had quite a few people just suddenly download a bunch of shows, and that is awesome. So thank you, thank you. So, Hannah, how do you get the Jono's hit single, Welcome to the Revolution, which I think it's a year old or more. I don't know. iTunes, you can go there. CD Baby, you can go there. I'm not sure which gives Jono the best deal. I believe it's the same price, probably on Google Play as well. They generally are, I believe it's 99 cents for the single, and then the whole LP, I think, is 10. I could be wrong on all that. So, but any of those, you can go to and download it that way. I don't think you'll find a hard copy. CD Baby used to sell hard copies of stuff. I don't know if they do anymore. I don't know if Jono has sent anything over there. I know at one time I had a bunch of CDs over there, but when it ran out, I didn't replace them. So anyway, just check with your iTunes. I'm sure it's there. It's Jono and the Whatnots, Welcome to the Revolution, and you'll find it. It's easy to find. I found it and downloaded it, so there you go. All right, this is letter number three. Rick from California. Thanks for the blues. It helps us get through the fires. Yeah, God bless you there, Rick. Yeah, you guys are going through some crap out there, that's for sure. And that's hard times. And with the climate change and less water getting there and things super dry and cutting back on the forestry budgets, it's like, holy cow. Yeah, it's not good. But you guys hang in there. And we'll pray for rain, and hopefully things will work out. And the firefighters are, these guys are awesome. They're amazing, and hopefully they can turn things around like they always do. And let's hope for some better weather so that this stuff doesn't happen as frequently as it's been. I mean, it seems like California's burning year-round. It's a scary thought. All right, that's it for letters.
Letters, we get letters, we get stacks and letters.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad to be done with politics, and at least hopefully 2 more years not having to deal with that stuff. But you know, it'll sneak in. It always does. All right. Well, like I said, tonight's gonna be a great show. It's gonna be Steve George with the Other Brothers. This is a Hull Avenue show that they did. This is several owners back, so it was a different place completely than what it is today. And the Hull Avenue is that way. It changes, and it has different things about it. And it's rare that anyone would stays in one spot as far as it's, you know, it's your neighborhood bar when this guy owns it, and then the new person owns it, and everything changes, and now it's a whole new neighborhood bar. And it's done that quite a bit over the years. I believe this is when Rick and Judy still owned a bar. So this be the early 2000s, back when I was playing there on Sundays. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Great place. Always packed, too. And just a good time had by all. So anyway, like I said, this is a great set, and I gave it a good listen to last night. And Steve George is on fire. Of course, the band's on fire too, with Jono and all the rest of the cats. So fun times. So enjoy these guys as they show you how it's done at the Hull Avenue back. Oh, about 15 years ago on the Iowa Blues Showcase. Yeah.
this band up here, I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Oh, baby.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for coming out. Hey! All right. Got some more dances, I hope, here. All right. We're going to slow it down one time now, so you dancers can, like, take a little breather here. Oh, you can still. Hey! Let's keep the dance floors on the dancers. All right, let's keep the dancers on the dance floor. Wherever that. Hey, Jimmy, what's going on? All right. Yeah. lost my train of thought.
Here we go.
There's a wizard moon burning in the sky tonight. There's a wizard moon, baby, burning in the sky tonight. Thank you. you. A little bit of Johnny would be good. Jimmy. are Steve George and the other brothers. Let's get Steve George right back up here. Right. the keyboard back here in the corner. Can I have Deacon Brad Martin play something for me? Thank you so much. Got a request. All right, we're going to slow it down just a little bit here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here.
Is this Saturday night? Not anymore.
Oh, Lord, it's Sunday morning. All right. Sunday morning now. I look at you all up in the bar smoking and drinking. The only reason I'm here is to keep an eye on y'all. I ain't having no damn fun up in here. John said, hard work, some damn body got to do it. But listen, y'all. Just in case you have a little bit too much fun this evening, and you can't make it to church tomorrow morning, we want to take just one little minute right here to take y'all to church. Now, with the assistance of Deacon Brian Martins on the keyboards over here, we're going to take you sinners, so to speak, to church with us for just a moment. When you young ladies come up, when these two ladies come in from, how you all doing back there? I didn't even see you come in. Yeah, I thought I saw all the girls come in the place. I missed two of them back there in front of you. I'm alone, baby, in misery. Got a worried mind, won't ever do. Couldn't tell you where. So sorry, yeah. I've been in the darkness way too long. And I'll be like I'm going. Going down slow. Said I feel like I'm going. Going down slow. Feel the city like I'm going down slow. Take me to the river. But it seems like someone's got a hold on me and I can't carry on. But if you'll take me to the river, please carry me home. Feel like I'm going down slow. Sing it again, man. Said I feel like I'm going. Brother Donald Smith, I'd like to thank you, sir, for coming out with us this evening, Donald. And helping us try to get everybody on the straight and narrow here this evening. Because it's a dirty job to be in the club late at night, drinking liquor, smoking cigarettes, dancing and carrying on. But somebody got to do it.
Somebody.
Everybody. Now we all could get like regular day jobs. And go to work, come home, get a pay and do right. But somebody needs to be out here at night to talk to y'all. Wait a minute. I got a young man over here on a saxophone. Yeah. Now, Tony's so young, he has not had an opportunity to sit properly yet. But if he keeps hanging around with these guys, he will get the opportunity to sit like a young man ought to say it a little bit. But my job is to be here to make sure that everything is okay, all right. Tony, can you just sit there, play us a little saxophone? Tony Wiley, young center right there. Girls, take advantage of him while he's a young center. Boy, he thinks he knows too much.
Going down slow.
Said I'm going.
There you go. Yeah. All right. I tell you, that gospel thing was that was awesome. That really rocked. So 2 weeks of Steve George, and you are very welcome. As you know, Steve is a Iowa Blues Hall of Famer, and awesome performer. Still puts on a great show, and like I said, he plays around here in the summer, and then he heads down to Florida. I don't know if he heads down before Christmas or after Christmas. I know he's usually around here for Thanksgiving because he usually has a Thanksgiving show. He used to do one over at Christopher's. I don't know if he'll be still doing that or not, or if he has a Thanksgiving show. I have not seen anything on Facebook. So, Steve, if you got something, let us know. But, yeah, awesome show there. And, yeah, that I just tell you, it's just a lot of fun. Been lucky to play with him a few times off and on over the years, and like I said, good times had by all. All right, well, that was another Iowa. That was another hour of the Iowa Blues Showcase. That's what happens when you don't have a script and you just go off and you wander off and you try to say our and Iowa at the same time. But anyway, I hope you've had a great week. I hope you're enjoying the fall weather. It's been getting cold around here as we're getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving and eventually to Christmas and winter time. And I'll tell you what, when it gets cold, the snow flies, and that is Iowa. Yeah, hey, but we do all right. We survive right here in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by cornfields, because we're tough. We're Iowa tough, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hope you had a great time. Hope if you have the blues, it gets chased away, because ladies and gentlemen, you know, the blues are chased away. You're real blues, that's right, because that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about making you feel better, not sad. It'll lift you up on a rainy day, lift you up on a snowy day, lift you up on whatever day you have, because that's what the blues is all about. It empowers you, makes you feel good, and that's what you need to do. Listen to their blues and keep it alive, because that's what we need you to do. And you guys have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week on the Iowa Blues Showcase.